Sir, this is what I've been thinking of. The elves think this sword, once held by its true master, will proclaim him and give him some powers he must have. They told you to give it to him, to the one it was made for. Doesn't that mean that you could have? That you knew the man who was actually the prince? She did not miss the sharp glance that sped between Eliam and Estelle. What would you have done, my lord, if you had known what sword it was? Would you have had any idea where to bestow it?
I am not sure.
Eliam sat heavily across the table from her.
Paxenarian, you have brought what you feel is great hope to our kingdom. The hope of finding our lost prince, our true king, but I believe you have brought great danger as well. What if the elves are right? What if this man, now near 50 years, as you said, and without practice at kingcraft, what if he is indeed unfit to rule?
My lord, only a year ago, no one would have thought me fit to be a paladin. Not you, not Duke Phelan, not even myself, least of all myself. For a moment, she moved into those bitter memories and returned with an effort. Yet, here I am, my lord, a true paladin, healed of all those injuries and granted powers I had scarcely dreamed of. She called her light for an instant and saw the last doubts vanish from Eliam's eyes. The gods have given me this quest to find your king. I do not think they would send me on a vain search. If he is unfit, the gods can cure him. Eliam nodded slowly.
You may be right. I pray you are. Do you think the others, the council and all, will agree to accept him, assuming you do find him?
They have sworn to do so, my lord, and Amrothlan says the elves will at least consider it.
Was the knight commander of Fawke there? What did he say?
He? Pox considered a moment. She had not paid that much attention to him. I think, my lord, that he was unhappy that the gods had not chosen a paladin of Fawke for this quest.
Estelle laughed. That's probably true. But did he give any clues?
No.
Could he?
Neither of them answered, and Pox sighed. I think, my lord and lady, that you know something you haven't told me yet.
That's so.
Eliam got up yet again.
Let me put it to you like this, Paxenarian. If I once met someone who awoke in me a suspicion that he might be the missing prince, let's say I did, I had then no proof at all, only that a boy was the right age, with the right color hair, and a face much the same shape as the old king's. Remember that I had never seen the prince myself, I don't even remember what his name was.
Falkyrie Amrothlan Artfeelan, said Pox, watching him closely. Eliam's hand dropped to his side.
Whatever, he said, and waited a moment. No evidence, he went on. None from the boy, who remembered nothing to any purpose, none otherwise. The princess was alive and well then, but an orphan. I could not see. I thought...
He stopped, breathing hard. Pox waited.
Gods above, Paxenarian. I did what I thought wise at the time. What else can a man do? He might have been... Might not. I couldn't tell. He didn't know. I didn't tell him. How could I? I was not ready to back his claim against his sister. She was well known, secure, growing into rule, loved by her people, capable. She was my princess, would be my queen. When I was granted this steading, I'd sworn allegiance to her father. What evidence did I have? He might have been a royal bastard, or a noble's bastard, or nothing at all.